Right, I'm getting fed up with this. No decent introductions. I need somebody to do a voiceover for the show, and for goodness sake, some of you really must try harder. All you have to do is call 0117-230-1771. Call that number, record your introduction to the show, and then it's finished. Then I don't have to moan about it. I don't even have to do it myself. And in light of the fact we don't have a decent one, because some of them are just appalling, I want a decent one, a good one, an interesting, an entertaining one. It can be relevant or it can be not relevant. It's just got to be entertaining. That's all. And there must be loads of people who love to be discovered. And if I could find a new talk host, a new radio talk show host, and mentor them, and take 25% of whatever they earn, I would be a happy chappy. And no, I'm not doing it for Rob. He's got too much money already. So for goodness sake, call 0117-230-1771 and show us what you've got. Welcome to the programme, the James Whale Podcast Radio Show on the air. Now, it may not be that I'm on the air. Well, it isn't. I'm definitely not on the air at the moment. A lot of people think I'm heading off to the jungle or assume that I'm probably already there. And as you will now know, because as far as I'm concerned, this programme is going out Friday night when, of course, this weekend, the first of the I'm a Celebrity programmes goes out. I am not on it. Stop making up your own stories. I am, what do they say in Australia? Crook.
There's a very long delay for some reason when you're talking.
Will you shut up? I am not. And then somebody else is saying I'm apparently on standby. If anybody gets ill or something, I'm the one going into. I am not. I am at this moment at home taking enormous quantities of painkillers, which are not doing me any good, walking around because I can't sit, stand or stay anywhere, waiting to get a new hip. Because of my very active life, you know, like a lot of my colleagues who work on Talk Sport, I've got a knackered hip joint. I have to have a new one. And hopefully, gosh, I hate going into hospital, but hopefully next week I will get one.
Can't you have it done at home?
No, I can't. I did ask the question. He said no. Oh. He said, no, you can't have it done at home. And apparently they don't completely knock you out either for it, so I'm not looking forward to that either.
If you went to Australia, you could end up in one of those hotels in a bathtub full of ice.
Yeah, but I'm not. So let's move straight on from that. So thank you very much indeed to the two Mikes doing a sterling job looking after the programme. Ash has taken a little holiday. I am waiting for surgery. I hope to be back on the radio on Talk Radio in a couple of weeks' time. And that's about the end of it, really.
I'm doing okay, by the way.
Nobody cares what you're doing.
Oh, okay.
You live in Wales. Why would anybody want to know what you're doing?
Did a bit of house moving the other day.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You haven't moved house at all.
No, I haven't moved house. I did a bit of house moving.
For who?
Well, actually, it turns out for my daughter.
You're kicking your daughter out? She's only 10, isn't she?
No, I bought her a house.
You bought your 10-year-old daughter a house?
Yeah.
Why?
She wanted one for Christmas.
I know you've got a lot of money, but that's showing off. And 10-year-olds cannot really look. I mean, I can barely look after myself. Putting a 10-year-old in her house on her own is just overdoing it. Let her be a child.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. It needs a bit of work doing to it, but it'll be ready by Christmas Day.
You're building the house.
Well, it's already built. I've just got to do a lot of work to it. It's been neglected a bit.
Ah, right, OK, yeah. Were you going to let your 10-year-old daughter live in a house that's not really, you know, fit for habitation?
She can't live in it.
Well, what's the point of buying it for her?
Well, because she wanted one.
We don't just buy kids things because they want them. I wanted a Rolls-Royce or top-of-the-range Mercedes sports car, but I never got one.
You must have got one as a kid, surely.
No, never.
You never got any toy cars as a kid, then?
Oh, toy cars, yeah, lots of toy stuff. We're not talking about toys, are we? We're talking about houses, real estate, real stuff.
No, I'm talking about a doll's house I picked up in Rill for 400 quid.
A doll's house?
Yeah.
Why didn't you say at the beginning we wouldn't have had to go through this ridiculous conversation in what is only a short amount of time on this programme about a bloody doll's house?
Well, actually, to be fair, it's actually more of a mansion than the doll's house. It's got 14 rooms.
400 quid for a child's toy. I mean, spoiling her isn't going to be... You're not doing her any favours, mate. Nobody pay. You can go down to Morrison's or Woolworths, or they don't exist, are they anymore? You can go and get a doll's house for about 20 quid.
Yeah, but this is a proper one. This is an investment.
How can it be an investment?
Well, I like to buy, you know, toys and things that, you know, when she's finished playing with them, we can sell them, and then whatever money we recoup, we put in her bank account, you see. So this doll's house is like an investment for her. So it's like a gift now.
Well, it depends. It depends, doesn't it? I mean, none of the toys I had as a kid would have been worth anything by the time I had finished messing around with them.
Oh, we keep the boxes and everything. We're very meticulous.
Let me get this right. So you're going to buy this it's brand new, is it?
No, it's second hand.
Oh, so you're talking about an antique?
Yes.
Well, that's not a toy, and she won't be allowed to mess about with it.
No. It's something to put all little Star Wars toys in, so they can have tea parties and things. And then when she's finished with it, she'll either pass it down to her kids, or she'll sell it, and she'll probably make more money back on it.
Oh, gosh. Well, okay. I mean, I personally, dolls' houses. There's a move afoot to stop girls playing with dolls and dolls' houses, isn't there, really?
Well, that's why she's introducing Star Wars into the doll's house, so she'll have, like, Luke Skywalker round for tea and stuff, rather than the old-fashioned dolls.
You'll buy as well, I know, as an investment. Are you not... I imagine, knowing what you're like, are you not concerned, though, that your daughter is growing up in and I use the term loosely, an alien environment where she will not really know reality from whatever, fiction.
She's guessed now that Star Wars is actually just a film, yeah.
Has she?
Yeah.
Thank goodness for that. Are you still putting down on forms that you are of the what's-it religion?
The Jedi Order, yes, I am. That's 100% true, yes.
What's 100% true?
That I'm putting Jedi down as my official religion. If it's not as one of the boxes where it says other, I make them write the word Jedi.
You do not.
I do. It's the fourth largest religion in
the UK.
I don't
think... and who is the head of this religion?
Well, that'd be Yoda, I would imagine.
Nobody. Oh, is it? Oh, right, okay. Mind you, I don't know why I'm taking the mick out of this. The other day, people getting very upset about Greggs.
Oh, the sausage roll, yes. Yes.
Yes. I had to laugh. I really had to laugh. You know, the 21st century, and we're still insisting on all these stories. And somebody said, well, I suppose now you're going to have an operation, you're going to start becoming religious. No, why would I become religious?
You've already had an operation.
I've already had an operation. That didn't turn me. So I don't know what this one will do. Hopefully it won't do too much, but...
Well, you'll be able to turn.
Yeah. Some people are actually saying, well, if you could do your show online, why can't you get into the studio? I'll tell you, the reason why is because I can't actually sit still for very long. My brain is a bit muddled, and this is a recorded program, so if I do say anything ridiculous, Rob can cut it out, hopefully.
Yeah, of course it can.
Yeah. You f***ing well better.
Oh, thanks for that.
Hopefully we won't be too long before I'm back on the air.
I imagine the car journey is probably the killer.
Well, I can't drive, and getting on the train and have somebody bump into you, just so I might turn around and retaliate if you haven't had it, for anybody who's had a joint go wonky, I've been very lucky, I suppose. You know, I've not, apart from having cancer and having a kidney removed, which is bad enough, I've not really had any great illness.
I've got wonky knees, but they don't cause me any pain.
No, but they might later.
Oh.
And that is a bad one. And apparently, if I don't get my hip fixed, it'll affect my knees, which are okay. But then Eamon Holmes moaned so much when he had this operation, it put me off having it.
Well, he had two done at the same time, though, didn't he?
Yeah, well, apparently it's not really a very good idea. But I don't need to, so...
Well, you need two, but you don't need to.
Yeah, if you see what I mean. Yeah. I need to, but not to. Yeah. Ooh, talk about knees, that was mine cricking. Anyway, so, and also we can stop this and I get up and walk around if things get really bad, which I may well have done four or five times by now.
I haven't noticed, by the way.
You will now because I have to. Oh, and that's another thing. I swear quite a lot.
Yes.
The problem is standing up and you think I'm putting that on and actually for the programme I'm not. Actually, I noticed somebody suggested we have a virtual competition.
Oh, that's in the Whaley's Call Box. Should we do the Whaley's Call Box?
Yeah, because I think that's just that reminded me of it.
Well, if I play the Whaley's Call Box, we can iron out the fine details afterwards.
Yeah, I thought this was a brilliant idea, and then I'll probably remember what was I talking about? You and your Jedi religion. Well, I shouldn't mock, really, should I? As I am a bishop in the Raelian religion.
Well, you're higher up the pecking order of religion than I am. I'm an occasional practitioner.
Yeah, yeah, not as good as being a bishop anywhere near.
No, I wouldn't want to. No, I won't say that.
No, I wouldn't be frank with you. Otherwise, you might offend a lot of people. Right. Do you ever watch Family Guy?
Yes, well, my daughter is a big fan of Family Guy, even though she shouldn't be watching, but she learns a lot about life in Family Guy.
I mean, that is... Even I have to go, oh, no. So the graphic violence in it and some of the innuendos and... what was it the other day where the Catholic priest came along and said, I can't remember the term. He said, I've been buggering little boys. I'm in real trouble and I've got to go and say 50 Hail Marys or something like that. And I thought, this is just not funny. And then realise, of course, that the whole thing is taking the mick out of society, the way society goes, and the fact that we tend not to realise how serious some things are. I'm amazed at the amount of... I always have a go at religion, as people know, and I was thinking, when they sold this painting to an unknown buyer for £400 million, it's a record. Is it a Da Vinci or something like that?
Leonardo, I think. Yeah, that's a Da Vinci, isn't it? Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
anyway, £400 million to an unknown and anonymous bidder. Now, who's got £400 million to spend on a bloody painting, which really is quite horrible anyway? I hope it's not the Vatican.
It won't fit in my doll's house.
I want to know why on earth some of these religions don't give some of their wealth to the people who probably need it instead of going on about how they'll all be saved when they go to the next life.
True.
The amount of perversion that seems to go on within religions and who preach this sort of you can't do this, you can't do that, you know you can't have an abortion, you can't have a relationship with somebody of the same sex, you can't do this, you can't do that, and then they're found out all the time. How did we get onto that? Oh, Family Guy, that clip from Family Guy. Anyway, so I thought this would be quite good for a competition. Shall we have a listen in Whaley's Call Box? And I'm still waiting for some of you to get in touch and do some great introductions to the programme. Here we go. Listen to this.
Hello, James and Rob. It's Colin Watkins here. Got an idea for that competition. Basically, every week on Facebook, we have to guess how many times you're going to swear and before, the, obviously, you've done the show broadcast. And then whoever wins, wins probably nothing. Bye.
I think this is great because I would like to suggest, I was watching The Apprentice the other night, that we give away a brand new virtual Ford Fiesta.
Does it have to be a Fiesta? Can't it be one like top of the range Mondeo or something? I mean, are we going quite low?
Well,
with
let's
the
start.
Fiesta?
No, let's start. No, no, the new Fiesta, which will do an enormous amount of mileage to the gallon, has got all the bells and whistles on it you could possibly want. Environmentally very friendly, very, very sexy new car. It's a shame that the adverts they did on The Apprentice the other night was shit, but there we are.
And what colour is this brand new Ford Fiesta?
Well, I would like a blue, you know, that sort of really rich, deep blue, like the you know, the sort of blue that comes from your wireless stuff.
Oh, Bluetooth.
Yeah, Bluetooth, that sort of blue.
So it's the Ford Fiesta Bluetooth Whale Edition.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if you want to win one of these virtually, i.e. small prints, you know, you're not going to get one.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, you do. You get your name read out, and it's a virtual competition, so you win the virtual car.
And you can virtually come and pick it up as well.
Yeah, you can virtually come and pick it up. And but what you have to do... for the competition, and if it works well, if we get a lot of people interested, we might run it through a couple of competitions.
Maybe next week we can get...
or even a couple of programmes.
What? Maybe next week we can get, you could win, like, a cruise ship or something.
Or a virtual holiday.
A virtual holiday, but that's more realistic, isn't it? A virtual
in the Maldives, yeah. A virtual yeah. holiday in the Maldives, yeah. Yeah.
I don't think the budget will stretch to a cruise ship.
Why not? We could have a virtual cruise.
Virtual cruise, but I don't think we could buy a cruise ship virtually, though, could we?
You virtually buy something, you virtually buy it, don't you?
Okay, can we just stick with the Fiesta? It's getting confusing.
Yeah. So the competition is, every week Rob has to bleep out a certain amount of my motherfucking swear words.
Well, that's one.
So you have to guess how many bleeps in today's programme.
Well, now that won't work, will it?
It'll be
for next week's program. You have to guess. So
yeah.
Answer yeah, the postcard. Right. So virtual postcard.
Next week's program.
Yeah,
you'll have to listen to next week's show. But hang on, because you could. This doesn't work because you could just listen to it.
No.
Count them.
I'll get you to put it on Facebook. Right? How many bleeps are going to be in next week's show? And then all week up till say Wednesday night, and then on Thursday when we do the show again. We'll go through the list of names. No, that's not going to work, is it? We'll work it out. No. We'll work it out. Yeah.
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 Anyway, I think if anybody's got a better idea, let us know. Right. So there we are. That's done that. I've not talked about anything. How are we doing with Boris Johnson and Michael Gove, by the way? I did give them a bit of a roasting last week, didn't I?
You gave them a little bit of a roasting. If you want to turn up the heat a bit this week or turn it down or let them simmer, it's up to you.
Well, quite frankly, they disgust me, the pair of them. Absolutely disgusting. This poor guy whose wife has been incarcerated in Iran in a jail who now has, a number of medical difficulties as well and has a young daughter. And just disgusting. I've worked for the Iranians on their TV company. I did a show for them some years ago. And, people are people. People are very nice and very charming, very nice people. But they do have this underlying menace by their controllers, if you like. There's a guy who used to wander around the TV. It was a TV station I worked at in London, in Hammersmith, and did a show there. And a lot of the ordinary Iranians had to be very careful what they said in front of this one particular person, who was, of course, the eyes and ears of the government. And just allowing these kind of dictatorships around the world, why? How do they get into this situation? I suppose they get the armed forces on their side and that's it. Iran needs to be sorted out. And apparently the way that Boris Johnson, who is a complete f-quit, I'm sorry, but there's no other word for it. I mean, the man's an idiot. He's an intelligent, clever. As I've said before, he's a very personable bloke. He's a nice bloke to spend an evening with, have a few drinks with, but he's an idiot. Because he, first of all, what he said was not misinterpreted. He didn't know what he was talking about. And for a minister, and particularly, we've got a government, we've got a parliament full of knobs, to be honest with you. I mean, the parliament at the moment is full of people who really, I don't know, maybe it's me, maybe I'm just getting too old and people are just, I'm just out of step with the world. We're living in a time where people voted ridiculously, in my opinion, to leave the European Union. Look, the European Union idea needs adjusting, it needs sorting out. I wouldn't disagree. But nationalism, you know, people wanting to pull up drawbridges and surround themselves with their own kind and cut themselves off from the rest of the world, this is like going back to the days of tribalism. Nothing wrong in those days, but hey, you know, we destroyed the tribal nations of the world in Africa, in America, in Australasia. We tramped around this globe and tried to change everybody to live the way we wanted for years, for hundreds of years. And now, of course, we're complaining that people are trying to do it to us. And I think the sooner this world realizes we're just a small rock in an ocean of planets, of billions of planets, the better. And we stop. You know, we're still behaving appallingly. All the religious organizations are not doing much for those people suffering in the world, are they? And don't tell me it's free will, because that's just bollocks. I mean, the amount of suffering that's going on in this world is unimaginable for us living in a fabulous life as we do, whatever we think here. We haven't had our houses blown up around us yet. Well, it happened before. And we ought really to have more sympathy, perhaps, with people in this situation, but we don't seem to. And all we have is a foreign secretary who apparently is going to give Iran... Did I hear this correct? Or maybe I've got it wrong because I'm not, you know, in the loop, as they say at the moment. But is he thinking of doing arms deals with Iran to get Mrs. Ratcliffe back? I mean, I cannot understand the mentality of this man. He hasn't met her husband yet. It's been 18 months, over a year, year and a half, 18 months. Obviously, I'm speaking nonsense now. Hasn't met her until all this happened. Now he's deemed to meet her. She spent this time in prison. She's now not well. The Foreign Office, what do they say? Oh, best not to make a fuss. Best not to make a fuss and see if we can't sort something out with these foreign chappies. Well, that hasn't worked, has it? And apparently he might well go over and see them. I'm not really sure Boris Johnson going to Iran would be a very good idea, even if he does speak 150 different languages. I'm just fed up with this whole thing. We are living in a really difficult time for this country. You know, the United Kingdom's version of Marx on the one side, and all these excitable people who think socialism is going to win the day, when, of course, history proves that isn't the fact. And then we've got a lot of knobs as well who sit there on the back benches on the Conservative side and go, oh, when they're talking about serious... I mean, just both sides annoy the fuck out of me at the moment. This poor woman is caught in the middle. There are many other people whose lives are a misery. And this government's not capable of doing anything. And it's not, you know, there's no real opposition to this government. I mean, if we'd had some sort of decent other leaders around, the Lib Dems, well, they're almost a spent force. The UKIP, they've disappeared. I could have told you they would. Labour are split down the middle as to whether they want to be extremely left-wing or follow the new Labour path of Tony Blair. I'm beginning to wish he was back. I mean, how ridiculous is that? If we could have Tony Blair and Margaret Thatcher back, I think the world would be a better place. But there may be people who disagree. So here we are. We're now going towards the Brexit negotiations with, well, no, negotiate. What are we're negotiating nothing at the moment in Parliament. I was watching it the other day, and they were talking about this whether they have the right to debate the final outcome of Brexit negotiations. So when they've when the government are happy with the deal or whatever it might be, they will put it to Parliament, and Parliament will be able to vote on whether they accept it or not. And even if they don't accept it, we're still leaving the European Union. So what was the point of the waste of all that money, time and effort? Because before I hear anybody else say, oh yes, but the people have spoken, they fucking well have not spoken. And if people knew now, or if people were given the vote now, it would go a completely different way. And don't tell me, oh, why don't those people who wanted to say just stop moaning? Because had the vote gone the other way by such a small amount, the Brexiteers would have been far more virulent, vicious vocally than perhaps those people who think that leaving Europe is a bad idea. Look, leaving Europe might kick them up the backside and make them realise that perhaps the way they were trying to run it was not going to be beneficial to all the countries of Europe. And maybe they realise now, hopefully, that they have to do it differently. If they don't, then maybe we should twist their tail a bit more. But just walking away, and we're not going to walk away. We're trying to change what we've been doing for the last 40 years. The world has changed dramatically in 40 years. Yeah, because we had a referendum that there were liars on both sides. We are now in a situation where we don't know whether to go forward, backwards, or just spin round in circles. And what will happen, I can guarantee, if we don't do something fairly soon, we will get kicked out of the European Union with no trade deals, the economy of this country will go bump, and we will sit there saying, well, we didn't expect this to happen. I actually think some of the members of Parliament who believe this ought to have a few more guts and say it a bit more loudly on all sides of the House. You know, I meet quite a lot of politicians from time to time. There are an enormous amount of them who feel that leaving the European Union is the worst thing we could do, but they don't want to cause a fuss. It might harm their political career, and they might actually be in a constituency where there are a lot of people who think leaving is a good idea. But people who thought leaving was a good idea thought that because they thought things were going to be a lot better if we left. Now, people can obviously see the amount of money it is going to cost to change all the laws, to rearrange the way we do things, to completely change everything. It is going to change a lot. And so we actually need to stop, take note and think. And what we need to do is when the government have finished their negotiations, when there is a deal on the table, then Parliament, or even we, the people of the nation, should be given the right to say whether we want to go ahead with it or not. That is democracy, and that is apparently one of the reasons why a lot of people wanted to leave the European Union, because they wanted to get control back. Well, let's have control back. Let's make a decision, an informed decision on whether or not we would be better off, the world would be better off, if we left the European Union, or would we be better off and the world would be better off if we stayed in the European Union and made more of an effort to change it for the better. That's what I think. What do you think? You can always email me, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com, or you can get on the phone, leave us a message at 0117-230-1771. Right, I feel better for that. Should we have a bit of music?
Oh, you'll like this one.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just looking, and I'm a huge fan of Levi Roots. I don't suppose if we play it, we could get some of his sources, could we, sent over?
I could ask.
Is that like payola? In the early days, you know, people got paid for playing records on the radio.
I thought it was some sort of dish.
No, curryola.
Curryola, yes.
Yeah. Tell him I'd like a bit of curryola.
Well, I'm sure he can send us some reggae sauce.
Yeah. Could we get him on the program? We do a little chat with him one day.
He is available. It's in the email, I'm sure. I can sort that for you, yeah.
Yeah, let's do that in one of the programs the next week or so. Mind you, am I going to be a bit drowsy next week? Oh, we'll do something next week. We'll get some. Even if the whole show consists of me going, I can't really talk.
I could always ring Ash and get Ash to do the show.
That's a good idea, yeah. Because he's got nothing to do at the moment. Right. Levi Roots brought out a new song, and it's quite good. It's called Reggae Reggae Christmas.
It's Christmas time, and we're feeling fine. We have the mistletoe, the turkey, and we got the wine. With family presents and lots of presents. Love, music, laughter, fun, and party time. We're gonna have a reggae, reggae Christmas and lots of fun. Festive reggae celebrations for everyone. Everybody eat and dance and ting. Drink a glass to life and win, win, win. Let's have a reggae, reggae Christmas and lots of fun. Now we finish work. We got plenty jerk and twerk. We eyes turned on the TV watching Captain Kirk. Life is good and we respect its worth. From the Jesus birth. We're gonna have a reggae, reggae Christmas and lots of fun. Festive reggae celebrations for everyone. Everybody eat and dance and ting. Drink a glass to life and win, win, win. Let's have a reggae, reggae Christmas and lots of fun. Mother punch your feet. She dancing to the beat. The children playing sweet. Father carve the meat. Everybody sit and do them little bit to ensure the day is lit. A reggae Christmas hit. A reggae, reggae Christmas and lots of fun. Festive reggae celebrations for everyone. Everybody eat and dance and ting. Drink a glass to life and win, win, win. Let's have a reggae, reggae Christmas and lots of fun. We're gonna have a reggae, reggae Christmas and lots of fun. Everybody eat and dance and ting. Drink a glass to life and win, win, win. Let's have a reggae, reggae Christmas and lots of fun. We're gonna have a reggae, reggae Christmas and lots of fun. Festive reggae celebrations for everyone. Everybody eat and dance and ting.
There we are, Levi Roots and Reggae, Reggae Christmas. Actually, I think we should play Wrap It Up for Christmas next.
What, next week?
Yeah, well, I think we should play it all the time. Can we not bring it out again?
It's always out. It's always on my desk. A little cassette with a blue cassette with you on the front cover in a Christmas outfit.
Gosh, that's about 40 years old. Okay, you notice what's going on in Zimbabwe?
I've seen the word mentioned on the news. Yeah.
But we're not supposed to mention the C word around it.
Christmas?
No, similar. Coup.
Cuckoo.
Coup, no, coup. It's not a coup. It's just that, mind you, I mean, I thought Mugabe was bad enough, and what an absolute destroyer of that nation he was. But his wife, Grace, have you seen it? She gave she'd make a really good, what they used to call, shock jocks. But the problem is that he obviously fancied her, this bit of young stuff, and married her. And now she sees him sort of almost time to shuffle off his mortal coil. And I think she thought she'd take over the country.
And how's that working out?
Well, it's not working out terribly well, is it, at the moment? We'll have to watch that with interest. Let's hope we don't send Boris Johnson over there.
Why not?
Oh, come on, this Theresa May's got to do something. Can she stop wearing clothes? I mean, not stop wearing clothes. But she wears some of the most strange clothes for a prime minister.
I saw something, it's like a black see-through thing the other day.
Yeah. I mean, it just looked tacky.
It looked cheap.
It did. Mrs. W said, oh, she's been to Primark.
Yeah, it had that sort of like a fancy dress costume, yeah.
I mean, I would have thought that she would have had advisors to tell her on the makeup, the hairstyle, everything else, but perhaps she's one of these who said, no, I'll do it my own way, I know best. You know, so far she's f***ed everything up she's touched. She has... No, she has, hasn't she? I mean, he called an election because I want to sort this out so I've got real power to do the Brexit negotiations. And then she was advised by some Australian prat, who apparently is very good at winning elections. And yes, he won them the election, but only just, with a hung parliament. And now we're in deep doo-doo. And the best both sides can do, I saw some of the... extreme left-wing followers of Jeremy Corbyn the other day say, oh, yes, well, we got the highest share of the votes Labour have ever had. Yeah, but you still lost, didn't you? You lost. And the Tories saying, well, we've had the higher share of the... And the reason both sides had a high share of the votes, it was a very high turnout, because people are sick and tired of the politicians just doing it wrong. And we need somebody to stand up and tell them to either ship up... No, that's wrong, is it? Shape up or ship out. You can't ship up and shape out, can you? Maybe you can, I don't know. I think it's time for the nurse to come in and give me some more painkillers. Right. Should we do... I'm waffling on to you. You shouldn't let me waffle on like this. Shall we do Tech Talk?
We'll do Tech Talk, yeah. And then can we come back and do the Michael Gove, Boris Johnson alternative vocation suggestions? That looks quite fun.
Oh, yes, that's good, yes.
So let's do Tech Talk then.
I'm just going to stretch out.
Right, should
have
we
talk you finished?
No. iPhone X. We like talking about the iPhone. The iPhone X, the face recognition thing's been hacked by printing out models of people's faces. And they don't work in the cold very well. The screens lock up. But there is some good news, and that is iOS 11.1.1 has now fixed all the problems on my phone.
Good. Oh, God.
You happy now?
No, just this... I'm going to stand up, you carry on.
Films? Should we talk about films?
Yeah, anything you want.
Paddington 2, I went to go and see. That's a proper British film. It's got Hugh Grant in it, Julie Walters... Is it Brendan Cleeson? Hugh Bonneville? Jim Broadbent? Yeah. Doctor Who himself? Yeah. Peter Capaldi's in it? It's a very good film.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't like that. Yeah, I've seen it. Oh, God, hang on. I'm just going to try and sit down for a minute. I watched... I didn't watch it all because it was just appalling. Skull Island or something. Kong, whatever it was.
Oh, King Giddy Kong, Giddy Kong, Kong, King Kong.
Yeah. Was it Kong Skull Island?
Yes, that's it.
Just, it was terrible. I did watch a movie the other day called Snatch, which was the funniest thing I've seen. Mrs. W and I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
What was the aftermath? Was it Aftermath?
Oh, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, that was quite... I quite enjoyed that in a very sick sort of... I mean, it was a sad movie, but it was all right.
Are these the Blu-rays I sent you down?
Yeah.
Oh.
And everything else, I've been watching them all.
Oh, I suppose having a dodgy hip's got its benefits then.
So, what else have I watched? Mrs. W didn't like the violent war one, so I've not been allowed to watch them all through. She came in and... I can't actually sit down for more than 5 minutes. I have to get up and walk around or sort of shove my thumb into my hip joint and... push it in so it gives it a different kind of pain. What were the other I can't remember the other ones you sent.
I sent quite a lot down.
Yeah. Some of them I just briefly looked at and didn't fancy, but the King Arthur one was shit.
Yeah, that's the one with what's his face in it? The footballer.
Yeah. I couldn't watch that. I got halfway through and I just said, oh, I can't, but this is just ridiculous. Oh, God. Yeah.
So I'll have to send you another box down then.
Send me some more down, yeah. But I thought Snatched was going to be like Taken.
Is that the one with the two girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the woman and her mum.
Goldie Hawn.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite funny.
It was very funny, yeah. What else did I watch? I haven't watched The Hatton Garden Job yet, you sent me.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, I want to watch that, but Mrs. Dolan said, oh, but I know how that ends.
Ah, do you, though? Might be a twist.
Yeah. Well, when I've hopefully next week I'll be able to sit down for the length of a movie. Right, have we done all that?
Yeah, we done Tech Talk. It was all about the iPhone.
Oh, sure. Hit my knee on the desk now. Right, so I need a new phone, but...
Not the iPhone X, no, because it...
No, I won't be doing that. So we did put this out on Facebook. Michael Gove, Boris Johnson, two of the most appalling people at the moment who really don't seem to be interested in anyone other than themselves and their own rather silly political careers. So I said, what would be an alternative vocation? My old friend Jeff Samuel said radio presenters. Actually, I think the pair of them together do quite a good radio show. You're quite right. Chris Alcock said Boris could be a clown. Oh, I forgot. He is one. Jill Worsley says working in a soup kitchen and at food banks just to really see what's going on in the real world. Danny Harper says would love to see Michael Gove in a classroom. I wouldn't, because his views on religion and education seem to be absolutely draconian. I mean, I keep forgetting he's about, is he what, he's not yet 50 and seems to be behaving like he's about 95. Mark Holt says, why alternative vocation? Iran didn't arrest her for no reason. Boris and Gove spoke the truth. If her family admitted her guilt, maybe Iran would be lenient. Oh, Mark Holt. Matt Sessions, they ain't qualified for any role. Paul Dolgin, Chuckle Brothers Tribute Act. That'd be good. I'd like to see that. I think we should strike that Mark Holt off because I don't like him. No, I just don't like him. I don't want to see him on again. Get rid of him.
How do I get rid of him?
I don't know. But, you know, just make sure I never see his name again.
Okay.
You know, just a nasty, nasty piece of work.
I'll leave it in so the, you know, for this week.
No, just horrible that, you know, and just, I wonder who he is. Find out who he is.
He's Mark Holt.
Yeah, let's find out. Drill down and find out who he is.
Okay.
You know, apparently he knows more than the Secret Service. Let's see what we can find out. Kevin Whitehouse, hello, Kevin. He says, they could star in a live-action movie of Beavis and Butthead do Westminster. Oh, that would be funny. Craig W. North said, Boris for PM.
Boris in the afternoon.
What?
Boris
for the afternoon.
Yeah.
Ridiculous thing to say, isn't it?
Yeah, Boris for the afternoon. Yeah, I don't get that.
No. Merv Vaughan, helping clients at a sperm donor clinic as they are both wankers.
Can I not beat that one?
Oh, that's up to you. Mark Moody, crash test dummies. Jill Roberts, Boris is sumo wrestler and Gove a butcher. Trouble is, of course, both these people are now well-heeled at our expense probably and don't need to worry about their future workings ever. You know, being in Parliament for a few years means you get a really nice little... it's funny, isn't it, how they dictate you get into Parliament and you become a public servant and you're there to serve the public. Yet being a public servant means you get good salary. It's not a bad salary. People moan and say, well, I wouldn't do it for that, but it's not a bad salary. They get very, very good pension and they do get expenses. And, you know, they seem to be forgetting what it's like for the rest of us. Where do we go? Graham White says, permanent retirement from public life to become street sweepers. I don't think I'd want either of them sweeping the streets near me. William Street, on the other hand, says, yep, do a swap. Those two for the safe return of the British woman languishing in an Iranian prison, separated from her husband and child. Now, William, that is a really good idea. Mark, whatever your name was, take note. What a great idea. You know, maybe he should, to actually placate everybody, Boris and Gove should say to the Iranians, listen, we'll come over there, you can hold us. let her go.
Yeah.
And Susan Harris says, everything must be done to make sure that neither of these two ever get anywhere near number 10 or number 11. Susan, hopefully they won't, because quite frankly, I think that would just turn us into a complete and utter laughing stock, more so than America. I haven't even started talking about Trump this week, have I?
No, I was just thinking back to Danny Harper's comment, Michael Gove in the classroom. He looks like a school child.
Yeah, but he was the Minister for Education, of course, and he did a lot to make life for teachers and teaching our children really difficult.
He did, yes.
Yeah. Right. Should we do Wales Mail?
Have we got one? Yeah, well, yeah, we have, haven't we?
Yeah, one came flooding in. James, this is from Maureen. Hope you're as well as can be. But when are you coming back? My nights are not the same. Oh, even Ash has disappeared. No, he's just having a little holiday. And the two mics doing a great job. Maureen, hopefully I'm going to be back in a few weeks' time. I might even be able to do the show from here for a week or so before I actually get back to the studios.
I'm not doing that. I'm not running around.
Well, you might do. Yeah, you can. In fact, you will do what you're asked. I mean, you know, there's got to have somebody here to push the buttons. I can't be expected to do everything.
All right. Okay.
You might have to come down from wild and woolly North Wales.
Can I warn you now that I do not have a passport?
Well, and don't think that's funny, because, you know, eventually you're going to be putting the price of alcohol up. They've done it in Scotland. I bet Wales will do it next.
I don't drink, so it's okay.
I've always thought there was something strange about you. Right. Shall we do questions? Because I don't think I can go on much longer.
Okay. Colin Watkins.
Colin Watkins. Now, there's a name to be proud of.
Can we have a weekly competition, please? Well, we've sorted that now.
We sorted that out, Colin. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. A virtual car with a virtual competition, and how many f***ing beeps are there?
Ford Fiesta, what was it? Bluetooth Whale Edition.
Yeah. Yeah.
In blue.
Yeah.
And a radio cassette player.
A radio cassette player? They don't do that anymore.
Oh, it's all retro now. Everyone, I think it was a retro, is it? Or a vinyl player in your car. That's modern.
Oh, I don't want that. I mean, that, I don't know what is this about vinyl always sounds best. It doesn't.
It doesn't. It goes...
Yeah, and I mean, cassettes always at some point, they stretch, and so they only play well for a short while.
Yeah, slow down as well when the batteries run out in your Walkman.
Yeah, yeah.
Where are we at? Rob James. When you become a taxi driver, do you have to get used to people talking behind your back?
Yes. What a stupid question, Rob. Where else are they going to talk? You're not going to talk in front of you while you're driving them, are you? Honestly.
Some cab drivers let you sit up front.
Do they? I hate that. I don't feel I'm getting my money's worth unless I'm languishing in the back like a lord.
Fair enough. Alison Browning. Which would you prefer after death? Oh, here we go. Heaven, hell, reincarnation, or being a ghost wandering around?
Is this because I'm having an operation next week? I mean, you know, I'd rather not think of these things. Can we not just go to sleep? Do we have to do anything?
Gets a bit boring, though, after a while, doesn't it?
Well, you won't know, will you? I mean, I haven't been able to sit down for more than 5 minutes the last nearly 2 weeks. I have to wander around, stand up. I was standing up, leaning against the wall, watching TV the other night. And Mrs. W is now running out of patience. Said, can't you sit down? Can't you do something? And I said the other day, I said, I might just take a couple more painkillers. Do you think I should? I'm not your mother. Make the decisions for yourself. Oops. Oops. I might need a nurse.
Oh, dear. Shall I send down a nurse's outfit?
No, don't bother.
Okay. Nick Baxter.
Yeah.
What is the best thing ever?
The best thing ever is waking up on a sunny morning, throwing open the windows and breathing in the scent of country air. And then the scent of frying bacon wafts up to your nostrils and your darling wife is there in the kitchen preparing a fabulous breakfast, and you realizing that the day ahead stretches out without anything too tedious, that you can just have a relaxing day and do the things you've always wanted to do but never, ever had the time to get around to doing.
That just sounds perfect, really.
Yeah. I think those are the tablets speaking.
You do wear clothes when you get up and open the window.
I don't know. I don't. Apparently, I've got to take some pyjamas in. I don't have any pyjamas, so I'll have to do something about that.
With a corded or elasticated waist?
I don't know. That's a very good point. Well, actually, I had some I wore in the Big Brother house, so I wonder if they're still about somewhere.
You've got to take slippers in as well for sharps on the floor.
Have you?
Yeah.
All right, cheer me up, no end.
Terry Denby.
Terry Denby, yes.
Sounds like I'm announcing the wrestling, doesn't it?
Just can't read, that's what it sounds like. Anyway, go on.
That's true. If Superman is so clever, why does he wear his underpants outside his trousers?
Yeah, the problem is that that is a question that is asked by so many people, what's his name, Terry, by people who just haven't got anything original to say. So, Terry, when you think of an original question, I will give you an original answer, all right? Not like that question that has been asked by many people who think, oh, it's very funny. If he's so clever, why does he wear his... Everybody knows that those are not underpants. Now, for goodness sake, Terry, work out for yourself what it is he's wearing, because it isn't underpants. Moving on.
Bill Roberts, I've got a lot of bottled water and canned food. If planet Nibiru, is that that planet that's...
Yeah, due to come back.
Doesn't appear next week and trigger the last days, do you think it'd be okay if I open a tin of beans as I'm getting quite hungry now?
Yeah, in fact, I think you should do. Little curry paste in there, a little turmeric, maybe something. Oh, lots of tweets coming in. I think you know it's probably a good idea. Have some beans. I love baked beans. Anyway, go on.
Mele Mossawat.
Yeah.
People under 40 writing memoirs. Why?
Because some people. Under 40, some people under 20 have had fascinating lives. And some very old people have had very dull and very boring lives. So, Millet, I would not be so quick to judge. Why don't you read a fabulous memoir called Almost a Celebrity, and it's available on my website in the shop right now.
£6.95, including free postage and packaging, and signed by Mr. James Whale.
Yeah. So there we are, Millet. Fill your boots. Actually, Christmas is coming. Everybody should be popping to the website, jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Look through the shop. There's great Christmas gifts. James Whale baseball caps.
Oh, yeah.
Mugs. T-shirts.
Snow globes.
Books. Snow what?
Snow globes.
Snow globes? When did we do snow globes?
Just putting it out there, just in case anyone wants to go and check, see if we have some. See?
Have we?
It's a way of making them go to the website, you see.
Ah, right, snow globes. Yeah. I think what we should do is winter warmers.
Winter warmers.
Whaley's winter warmers.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's another word you could use in the middle of there.
Anyway, carrying on.
Last one now. Christopher James Mapp, or CJ, as I think you know him. He wants to know, are you in the jungle? Is that the real reason why you're not at work?
That's for me to know and you to find out.
All I can say is there's a longer delay on our computer system this week.
Yeah, and all I can say is no, it's a load of rubbish. I'm not well. I'm having a hip transplant, and the sooner they do it, the better.
Exactly. And... Yeah, a week of recovery and then you'll be in for the final week of I'm a Celebrity. Surprise. Is that it?
I wish you'd stop doing that because, you know, people are taking you seriously and that's the annoying thing. Anyway, I've had enough, so I'm going now. So thank you very much indeed, Robbo. Thanks to everybody for getting in touch. And we'll start the virtual competition. I can't really see how it's going to work, but still.
Why don't you go on Facebook right now and put the question out, how many beeps in this week's show? And then when I put the show out tomorrow night, we'll have a, you know, and then next week we're going to announce the winner.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Okay. Yeah. I'm glad you worked that out.
Well, that's the best way of doing it, isn't it?
Have you been thinking about that the whole time we've been on the air?
Yeah, that's why I've not been contributing that well, because I've been ironing out the fine print and the small detail, because it's important.
Good, 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 right. OK, I'm now going to get my crutches out, which I got from the hospital yesterday, and I've practiced with them.
Are they the old-fashioned sort of grey with big plastic ring C-clips? Put your arms through.
Yeah, yeah. Are there any others?
With adjustable rubber feet. Can't they make some out of carbon fibre?
France and Germany, other continental countries, have much better medical equipment. We just have these rather boring ones, although apparently you can buy some very nice ones sur le continent.
And you're paying all that money for the surgery and they can't even give you a pair of crutches that suit your personality?
No, you have to, and you have to pay extra for them.
Disgraceful.
But I've decided, after I've finished with them, I'm going to sell them on eBay.
Yes. Sign them, sell them on eBay.
Yeah. All right. Take it easy. Talk soon.
Okie dokie.
Listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.